Where are you the most marketable or valuable? If you're currently going through, if you're out of work or soon to be out of work, or you're in a horrible situation right now in your current career and you need to make a change, whatever the case may be with you, let me help you find a position that is right for you. That's why I do the show. I want to help you. So when you're developing your job search strategy, where are you the most marketable or valuable? That's the first thing I want you to ask yourself. Look over your career. Look over your resume. What have you done? What industries? Have you moved around industries? I want you to look over your past. What have you done? If you're having a hard time right now finding work in your chosen career field, maybe your career field's dying right now or whatever, what else can you do? More importantly, what do you want to do? When you look at your background, what do you see? Where are you the most marketable or valuable to another company? I had a call in our office last week from a guy in California, and he got my name through a client, and he got let go after 7 years. He's in the construction industry. He's a construction manager. He's a degreed construction manager with his last company 7 years, and it's been months, and he can't find anything. Now, he wants to stay in a particular area. As I always say, don't put a fence around you. You limit your opportunities. But in his case, he doesn't want to go anywhere. So I said, okay, where are you most marketable, right? What is this whole thing? And I told him, I said, you're most marketable in what you've been doing. That's where you're most marketable. So you're most marketable as a construction manager doing construction work, because that's what he was doing. He says, I can't get anything. There's nothing going on in this business right now. I've talked to everyone. I said, okay, let's go through your background. So I said, let's look at your background. Let's look at your bio. Let's look at your resume. We went through his resume. And as I looked through it, I see that prior to this, he was doing more construction, heavy concrete work. And I have clients that do that. They don't do what he was doing, but they do what he used to be doing. So I'm looking through this, and I see that he did a lot of concrete work versus his construction buildings that he was doing the last 7 years that he was trying to get back into. And I asked him, how long were you in the concrete business? It looks like, I'm going through his resume. I said, it looks like it's been about 10 years or so. He goes, yeah, that's what I used to do before I got into this. I said, well, we got to look at that. That's secondarily where you're the most marketable, right? Right? So what we did is we focused on his concrete work he did and focused on companies that do that, and he wasn't even thinking about that. And that's what I mean by, anyway, so we've got, the story's not over yet because I just set meetings up with him and we're moving on to the next step. But why I'm telling you the story is because he wasn't even looking at that. He was just looking at what he was doing now. And that's why I want you to go through everything, go back maybe it's a field, that you used to be in. Maybe you're in a field for 5 years, then you're in another field for 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. Look at your whole picture, your whole background. Obviously, as a professional recruiter, you're most marketable in your chosen career field, period. What does that mean? What do I mean by that? Back to this guy I was telling you about. If you're a construction manager building commercial construction projects, you're most marketable as a construction manager doing with a commercial contractor, right? Because that's what you've been doing. They could use a guy like that if you have the experience. And this is key. That's when you can command the same salary or more, depending on the market. If you have to relocate, you have to relocate. But that is where you are most marketable. That's where you're going to command the most money, or at least what you're making. So look over your background, see where you're the most marketable, and then, just like the guy that called our office, I want you to look at adjacent industries. Adjacent industries. So what do I mean by that? When you're looking over your background, if you sold or if you are currently selling medical equipment to hospitals, maybe you can be with a company that sells software programs to hospitals. Right now, there's a big push for electronic medical records, right? So you will be marketable to a company that sells software to hospitals because you have the contacts, you speak the language, you understand the environment, right? So you might be able to command the same compensation you have now because you have the contacts. And believe me, to a company, as a professional recruiter, my clients like the fact that someone comes from that industry or at least knows the industry, knows the language, and has, and in the case of someone that's selling equipment, they have the contacts. They already have the doctor contacts, the hospital contacts, using that analogy. Okay. Now, there's no way to cover every conceivable industry and their adjacent markets, but let me throw out some. So, if you're in construction, you can be marketable to what? Engineering firms or consulting engineering firms or public agencies, DOT, DEP, or maybe construction material sales. You deal with a lot of you buy construction materials maybe as a construction person, so that you can get into the construction materials selling of the materials because you know the language, you know the people, you know the contractors, you know the environment. That's where you're going to be what? Most marketable to another company. If you're a mechanic and you work on cars, can you work on airplanes? Well, you got to try to get a little more licenses. I understand that. How about heavy equipment? Heavy construction equipment. How about construction firms? A lot of these big construction firms have construction yards where they have a lot of equipment and cars and trucks and things that need to be worked on. An auto mechanic that's out of work can maybe look at auto parts stores or sales or management or dispatching. A pharmaceutical rep or any hospital or medical supply rep, right? Or any company that sells product to doctors or medical companies. You get the idea? So when you look through your background, I want to look at anything that you may have done, but whatever you're doing now, and if you're out of work, what did those companies deal with? What did those companies deal with? What are the adjacent industries that service the industry that you were in? Does that make sense to everyone? So you're going to have those all-important transferable skills that everybody talks about in the adjacent industries. So if you're having a hard time in your chosen industry, that's when you need to make the same compensation. You're more likely to command that same salary compensation that you need in an adjacent, real close industry that you're in, because what I just said, you know the market. So so look at what you've done, where you're most marketable. Then look at adjacent industries and see where you would be most marketable. Now, if you are more flexible on compensation and the money you have to make, then it really doesn't matter, does it? Then I say, go for it. Do whatever you want to do. Go whatever you want to do. But if you need to stay in a certain market and you need to have a certain compensation level, you're most marketable in what you were doing. If you can't find work, you need to stay in that market, then start looking at adjacent industries to what you were doing. Okay? In every industry, you can think of tons of these. Now, in the airport, airline business, you got people that, every kind of imaginable position with airplanes, and you got airplane baggage people, you got customer service agents, you got the airport itself, you've got travel agents. You know, you can go on and just take one industry and you can spin off a bunch of adjacent industries, and that's what you need to look at. That's where you're going to be most marketable because you know the language. What does that mean? That means you're less, you're not as, more. It's more expensive for me to train somebody that knows not a thing about an industry than someone that doesn't. It's a quicker turnaround, so you can command more money. Does that make sense? And that's it, if that's the issue for you. So I say, if money's not an issue, I say go for it. Do whatever you want to do and go for it. But if it is, find out what you're most marketable, review your background, review your resume on things that you've done before. And then you have to obviously redo your resume and emphasize those other industries. So good luck to all of you who have this issue. And that was your Career Insider's tip of the week.